This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed that hundreds of tons of high explosives in Iraq have disappeared. The material could be used by terrorists in car bombs and other explosive devices. They could also be used as an element in a nuclear weapon. Earlier this year, the Bush administration was warned of the possible looting of these explosives, but it appears no action was taken. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has known about the location of these high explosives for many years. They were kept in earthen bunkers at a military installation called Al-Qaqa, about 30 miles south of Baghdad. And up until the U.S. invasion of Iraq in March 2003, IAEA inspectors knew where they were. Now, according to agency spokeswoman Melissa Fleming, speaking from Vienna, they've disappeared.
In total, 350 tons of high explosive material, much of which that was under IAEA seal. That is, it was because of its potential use in a nuclear explosive device, it was watched over by the IAEA in its weapons inspector role.
The substances are not nuclear material themselves, but they can be used to detonate a powerful conventional explosion that can trigger a nuclear blast when used in an atomic bomb. The explosives in question are HMX, which stands for High Melting Point Explosive, RDX, Rapid Detonation Explosive, and PETN, or pentaerythritol tetranitrate. All are quite stable and easy to transport. They are ingredients in well-known plastic explosives. Materials such as these were used to bomb Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988, and to attack a housing complex in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, a year ago. The interim Iraqi government informed the IAEA about the disappearance in a letter 2 weeks ago. Beyond that, says spokeswoman Fleming, the agency is in the dark.
We really don't know exactly when it went missing or how, and most importantly, we don't know where it has gone. We're hoping that it has not fallen into the wrong hands and that it's not being used to commit terrorist acts.
The disappearance of the explosives was first reported today by the New York Times. The IAEA informed the Bush administration 10 days ago. Among those informed was National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. But until today, neither the president nor other administration officials have said anything about it in public. The Times reported that the CIA listed the Al-Qaqa site as a medium priority among some 500 crucial locations it determined needed to be secured once the U.S. invasion of Iraq had begun. Iraqi officials, according to the Times account, warned Paul Bremer, head of the Coalition Provisional Authority, as far back as May that Al-Qaqa might have been looted. Administration officials said today that U.S.-led troops searched the Al-Qaqa site in the immediate aftermath of the invasion. Pentagon spokesman Larry DeRita insisted U.S. forces secured a vast amount of weapons and explosives in Iraq.
Up till now, we've probably destroyed or marked for destruction 400,000 tons of various explosives of different types of nature. Obviously, we're concerned about reports that some of it may have gotten out, but this is a country that has explosives in churches, in mosques, in schools, in stores, in people's backyards.
The news of the missing explosives immediately became an issue in the presidential election campaign. John Kerry accused President Bush of incredible incompetence in connection with Iraq. A Kerry campaign spokesman, Joe Lockhart, called the disappearance of the explosives a grave and catastrophic mistake.
This president was warned by the IAEA. He was warned by his own military commanders on what it would take to secure Iraq. He chose to ignore those warnings. And we're now understanding more fully the consequences of the president's arrogance, stubbornness, and rush to war.
The Pentagon maintained today there was no immediate evidence that the type of explosives that disappeared from Al-Qaqa has been used in recent car bombs or other attacks in Iraq. Mike Schuster, NPR News.